The remains were found in between two slabs of bedrock and are believed to be very old. KCAW General Manager Ken Fate says when the discovery was made, work was stopped immediately.
And the first thing we had to do was figure out what to do.
The police were contacted and, with the help of an archaeologist, determined that the remains were old and that the area was not a crime scene. Forest Service archaeologist Jay Kinsman then looked over the site for other materials, namely wood or fiber.
Those things would be clues as to when the bones were there and possibly where the bones had come from, but there was none of that.
Fate says Kinsman was unable to determine the age, sex, or ethnicity of the remains.
Erring on the side of caution, we determined that we'd better treat them as if they might be culturally significant, and we determined that we wanted to contact the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and that's what we went ahead and did.
The tribe's cultural committee met, and elders were contacted. Sitka Tribe Resource Protection Director Jeff Feldpouch said the elders decided to offer a blessing over the remains.
Initially, they felt the ceremony should be done regardless whether the remains were native or not, and basically, pay respects and apologize for the disturbance.
Fate from KCAW says the next step is to learn more.
The area appears to be, according to the archaeologist on site, fill that was put in place in the Russian era. And so whether or not the skeleton was there before the building was put up or after is unknown. And talking to elders that came over from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, they indicated that this area was not a village site and was not a cemetery. And so there is an element of mystery about where these bones came from and when. And to the best of our ability, we're hoping to respectfully find out as much as we can and do the right thing by these bones.
Feldpouch told the tribal council during its regular meeting on Wednesday that learning more could involve DNA testing. If the bones are not native, then the tribe's involvement would likely conclude. If they are native bones, Feldpouch says there could be a reinterment of the remains in a more suitable location and other protocols.
I'm not totally familiar with them, but I know there have been some reburials in the past, so we're going to rely on those elders to pass that knowledge on.
Meanwhile, work continues underneath the cable house. The area of the basement containing the skeleton remains cordoned off and will be undisturbed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.